And this is Brent Rutenmiller for Swimming World Radio at the NCAA Men's Division I Championship. Watching the 50 free tonight, I caught up with the new American record holder, Ben Wildman Tobriner, who just set the American record today with an 18.87 freestyle. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Not a problem, Brent. Glad to be here.
Hey, so when there's so much water flying through those walls from the start to finish, what's going through your ears and your eyes and everything coming up on that wall, or is it just a big flash?
Well, it's partially just a big flash, but at the same time, have a couple of key thoughts. You really want to try to hit your turn, and you really want to try to just get up to speed on that second lap and find a way to get your hand on the wall.
18.87. Did you think you were going to go that quick tonight?
I did have it in mind. I really thought that I could break 19, and I did it in this morning's relay, and I thought that I could go faster. And really, for me, the key to the race has been the start. And in the individual event, I didn't go quite as fast, and it was because my start just wasn't quite there. And so when I feel that I hit my start right, I know I'm in for a good one. So it really gets me pumped up when I feel that my start and when I slide through the water in the right way.
Okay. So what are you feeling? Is it more on your leg or is it on your hand entry?
It's the whole body, just going through one hole, just slipping through the same hole, and you can really feel your body accelerate through the water, and it's a great feeling to have.
Well, a new American record, that was your goal starting from the start, or where did you think it was going to happen coming into this?
Yeah, my goal was definitely to set the American record, which was 1905, so I wasn't even that focused on breaking 19. 2 years ago at this pool was the first 18 ever done, and I went 1915 then, and I was just off the American record. So ever since then, I've really had my sights on getting that. Yeah. And breaking 19 is obviously a nice bonus, and I would have liked to win the event, but I got to tip my hat to Cesar because that was pretty fast too.
Yeah, very unusual. Set American record and get second in the event.
Yeah.
You knew the pool had it.
Right. Oh, the pool had it for sure. No question.
Going into that race, could you describe what you got 8 guys all pounding that wall going as fast as they possibly can. Can you actually feel the energy coming off that wall?
Oh, certainly. I mean, despite the fact that there are 2 lane lines in this pool, you can feel the waves, you can feel the water, and even a little bit underwater, you can just sort of hear the power of everybody's strokes combining. And, it's the 50-free, it's what it is.
So you're going to take the show on the road, you'll be at the World Championships in Melbourne.
Right.
Representing the United States in the 50 also. How are you going to reorganize? How are you going to get refocused for that event?
Well, the 50 in Australia will be only one lap, 50-meter freestyle, so I'll have to try to get a little acclimated to the meters races that are going to be coming up. But, these 4 50 frees that I swam today can only give me a bunch of confidence, so I'm really excited to be going over there.
In the 50 free today, what's your breathing strategy?
Oh, you don't breathe in the 50-yard freestyle.
You got nothing.
No,
you're,
no question
you're
about it.
Down and back.
Yep.
And what about the 50-meter?
The 50-meter can be one or can be none, depending on the day. Because you want to avoid that feeling where you really need the breath, because that's how you break your stroke cycle and how you slow down a little bit. So I've tried to watch videos of some of the best swimmers, and I think they all like to sneak one in just to keep their momentum going. But, I usually sneak one in.
So preparing for that race, behind the block, are you doing anything special? Are you going through some deep breathing exercises? Share with us.
I try to jump up and down a little bit, get the blood flowing. There's sort of a careful balance between having your adrenaline going, getting psyched up, but not being too jittery so that you're out of your own head, out of your own body. And so you just try to breathe, get your blood flowing, and get ready for the race.
Now, when you talk about tempo, are you working tempo and stroke count in practice to reach a certain point that you want to accomplish?
Not particularly. In the 50 free, your rate should come just from the speed that you have. And obviously, every once in a while, I'll have my coaches take my rate to see if it's high enough. But as far as stroke count, not really.
So, it's just a hiccup. Huh?
Yeah, you just got to get going.
So, I'm going to ask the question that almost everybody asked the first time, but I'm going to ask at the end here. So, how's it feel to have American record?
Well, right now, I don't think it's really set in yet. As a member of the Stanford team, we're entrenched in a team battle that we are really focused on, and tonight could have probably gone a little better for us, so I'm actually a little bit down right now, as hard as that may seem to believe, but I'm sure you know, in the next couple weeks, I'll start getting a little bit excited about it.
Well, it's not to say that that record won't be there for a while. You're going to have a great event, a great race in Australia you're probably looking forward to, and then sit back and start training for the Olympic trials.
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
Ben.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No problem.